From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It appears President Obama will stay the course in Afghanistan. He says a review of the military's progress against the Taliban and al-Qaeda finds a troop surge is cutting into the insurgents' power base.
This continues to be a very difficult endeavor. But I can report that thanks to the extraordinary service of our troops and civilians on the ground, we are on track to achieve our goals.
The man drawing scathing criticism for publishing secret war documents and diplomatic cables without U.S. approval is out of jail. In London, Larry Miller reports a British judge let WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange walk free on bail.
A cheer from supporters as Julian Assange emerges from the High Court into the falling rain and snow.
Well, it's great to smell fresh air of London again.
Assange thanked the British justice system.
If justice is not always an outcome, at least it is not dead yet.
Assange says he'll fight extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning on sex-related allegations. He says this case won't get in the way of WikiLeaks.
I hope to continue my work.
Under the bail conditions, Assange will stay at a friend's 600-acre mansion, wear an electronic tag, observe a curfew, and check in with the police once a day. The first extradition hearing is set for January 11th. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
It's appearing more likely the House will not hold a final vote on a massive tax cut package tonight. Stemming from a dispute over the terms of the debate as some Democrats push for higher estate taxes and other changes, Representative Louise Slaughter.
I think spending this kind of money, over $700 billion over 10 years for 6,600 families in the United States, is a foolish expenditure.
Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. Hollywood's Blake Edwards, director of such films as Breakfast at Tiffany's, as well as the Pink Panther comedies and 10, has died of pneumonia. He was 88. More from NPR's Bob Mondello.
Blake Edwards made Days of Wine and Roses, directed Peter Gunn on TV, and co-wrote one of the most famous radio broadcasts ever, Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. But his gift was for making audiences howl with laughter. The original Pink Panther comedies were his creation, filled with slapstick and the demented verbal riffs of Peter Sellers.
Idiot! How was I to know he was the bank manager?
How were you to know the bank was being robbed?
That is correct.
What is correct?
I did not know the bank was being robbed because I was engaged in my sworn duty as a police officer.
Edwards also shepherded Julie Andrews, his wife for more than four decades, through the scathing Hollywood satire SOB, in which she played a caricature of herself, and he wrote and directed a vehicle that became one of her biggest hits.
NPR's Mom Mondello. This is NPR. Some nervous moments today when Russian mission control lost contact with a Soyuz spacecraft carrying three crew members to the International Space Station. NPR's Joe Palka reports a problem was not with the spacecraft.
The Soyuz lifted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan shortly before 1 Thursday morning local time. For a period of time later that day, mission managers on the ground were unable to contact the spacecraft. A NASA spokesman at the Johnson Space Center in Houston says the problem turned out to be a severed cable between the Russian control room and one of the ground stations that receives radio signals from the spacecraft. The spokesman says a backup system was brought online and communications were restored. The Soyuz is still on track to dock with the International Space Station Friday afternoon. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
A day after grounding flight strikes in Athens, Greece, were bringing ground transportation to a screeching halt. Transport unions were staging a second 24-hour strike against austerity measures, including wage cuts that Greece passed to access an internationally backed bailout. The unions have voted to stage more strikes and work stoppages through next week. In the U.S., the number of people filing for unemployment for the first time is still falling. The government snapshot of the labor force last week finds 3,000 fewer applications than the week before, down to a seasonally adjusted total of 420,000 claims as of December 11th. And the less volatile measure of the market, the four-week moving average, dropped for the sixth week in a row. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 42 at 11,499, with the Nasdaq up 20 at 2637. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.